Toucher.
Oh my God.
And Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
No, no, who do you?
The Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. A lot of people very excited about the Boston Bruins. A good showing by a couple of the newcomers. You had Nash with the... Well, both Nash is playing very well, but you had Rick Nash with the save, flat on his back, somehow keeping the puck out of the goal.
That was... Once again, I've watched that several times, and I don't know how it didn't go in.
And you had him with a goal last night, and then you had who's you watch that they picked up with the goal last
Tommy
night?
Tommy Wingles.
Tommy Wingles.
Sandpaper. That's right. Rafters 2.0.
They had Sammy Wingles over there putting one in. And people are excited. So you got to send Bird out and have Bird talk to people after the game.
I'm Bird with 98.5 Sports. So do you want to be on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
What you think about the Bruins game tonight, guys?
And we don't come here much, but the Bruins won, and we're happy! Yeah, Dylan!
Oh, man!
You had me, and then
When did that take off? Do people just mimic what they see on TV?
Yes.
But why that?
Because like, it's on all the time.
Why don't people just go, like, Preparation H?
Where's the beef?
Or go Charmin, you know, clean your ass.
That's... been their catchphrase for years.
Charmin,
now.
Clean your ass.
Yeah. That's a good saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be on the roll.
Hey. Hey, dirty boy, clean that butt.
Charmin, clean your ass.
Hey, dirty boy, clean that butt.
Yeah.
There's like a little devil, and he's poking you in the butt. He's going, come on, dirty boy.
Chipping away.
At yeah, it's like shaving you.
He's got a sponge on the end of the
sure,
stick.
Sure, right.
Hey, dirty boy, clean that butt.
Right. Yeah. You know, why is that not going on?
That's the other one. Why is that not going on?
it's just, yeah. It's like a flying car, and then there's the guys going, why is that not going on? What's the deal, Neil? Oh, like Doritos. Hey, get your nerd friends together. It's Monster Energy. I don't even know what they've... Making you fat while speeding you up. Red Bull. There's a lot of fat guys drinking it. Tostino's pizzas. You're lonely.
Little Debbie's. Time to give up.
Pizza rolls. Why leave the house? Pizza rolls. Watching golf on TV in a Saturday afternoon.
And what happened? Yeah, Dylan.
How sick was that overtime goal?
Unbelievable.
Are you happy with the new acquirees that the Bruins have gotten?
Yes.
The new acquirees.
I understood what he meant.
Of course we did.
I know what he meant.
Doesn't mean that he said it right.
Unbelievable.
Are you happy with the new acquirees that the Bruins have gotten?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
If you could say anything to Don Sweeney right now, what would you say?
Don who?
Sweeney. Do you know who that is?
Don Sweeney. Who's Don Sweeney?
Don Sweeney, the GM.
Listen, Don Sweeney.
He would say, right the
No, listen.
That's not going
to happen. Don Sweeney. All right, Don Sweeney.
I would say it. They won it.
Hold on. No.
Does this guy think his name is Sweeney?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He does.
Schweppes, Don Sweeney.
Sweeney. They're okay. All the way from Rhode Island. All right. DJ Pauly Del Vecchio, otherwise known as Pauly D.
Mm-hmm.
Don Sweeney. Everyone stop. Don Sweeney. All right.
You better be coming up with something good. Clear the way. Clear everyone out of the way.
Don Sweeney.
Okay, here we go. Shh, everyone shut up. I'm going to drop a bomb here. So now you set yourself up. This better be damn good because you're clearing the way. You're pushing people out of the way. It's like breakdancing. You've got to
do a
headstand.
Stop. You guys having a good time and showing some energy, showing some life, giving good audio. Be quiet. I will say something. Get ready. Get ready. Here we go.
It's going to be mind-blowing.
It's going to be. Yeah, just take a seat. Get ready. Here we go.
All right. Don Sweeney.
I would say it. They want it.
Hold on. No.
Go.
Shh. Everyone stop. Don Sweeney. Yep. All right. You have.
I want to say
no.
All right, again, you're really like everyone out of the way. Yeah. Stop walking me, everyone. You're gonna step on this thing. Here I go. Timing's everything. Big buildup.
You have.
I want to say
no. I want to be uninterrupted.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Listen,
baby.
Listen. No. Don Sweeney, can I hold this?
Sure.
I want you to take one small step back. Okay. Have we won a championship before? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we have. But at the same time, whether you make a penny or you lose a penny, you make a million, you lose a million, the people of Boston and the people of New England are going to love the living out of the Bruins.
Exactly.
Like you wouldn't believe. If we lost tonight, guess what?
Still love them.
You're going to have the same amount of fans as you had the day before. This is the strongest team you have out of all of the whole entire franchise. It's not all about money. Nothing's about money.
So we're in the whole thing this year, right?
You're going to win the whole thing this year.
Nice.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great talking to you.
All right. Go on.
That was it? You gave him your phone for that?
Yeah, that was very zen.
After all the Don Sweeneys he threw at you?
Don Sweeney. Who's Don Sweeney?
If I could say anything to Don Sweeney, it would be nothing matters. No matter what you do.
Listen, Don Sweeney.
Yeah, we're all right.
We'll always be here. Everyone stop. Don Sweeney.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Listen. No. Don Sweeney.
Okay, all right.
So, Mike, go ahead.
You know, you're asking about the dilly-dilly thing?
Yeah.
On how long after a stupid commercial did everybody say hello to their friends and go, "What's up?"
But I understand originally why people found that somewhat amusing. The dilly-dilly thing, like, I don't get the joke. It just, I don't get it at all.
It means,
like, what's up?
The cheers.
The guys had, okay. Okay. Like, the what's up thing, the guys were going nuts, and they're on the phone, and the first time you see it, you go, that's a, okay, like, you know, this is mildly amusing. I'm aware that it's for whatever product it was for.
Right.
And, but the dilly-dilly thing, I mean, again, you could just be saying, like, summer's eve, let's take a walk by the river. You know?
Oh, I'm glad you went with that catchphrase, as opposed to maybe some of the other ones.
Yeah, summer's eve, like, it's a mess right down there. You know?
And then, summer's
take a walk
eve
by the river.
We need to talk.
Yes. Summer's eve, egads.
Right. Oh, wow. Somebody said, that guy, he was just reading a Gronk tweet.
Yeah.
So it's like the build up to Jermaine Wiggins' freestyle. Oh, wait, here we go. Yeah, here we go.
All right, out of the way. Out of the way.
Yeah.
Don Sweeney.
Don Sweeney. Mm-hmm.
I don't get the dilly dilly. I really don't.
No, by the way, people have been sending me this, and I guess Golden Tate was who he liked, and he was on the show with us. Did the Darren Rovell challenge. There's the picture of Darren Rovell that he took with his cool Gatorade jacket on. Like looking towards the camera, and now you've got Golden Tate doing the same thing, except he's got a baby strap to his front, and somehow he found a Gatorade jacket to wear.
Is Rovell kidding?
No, I don't know. That is a picture he took on the red
ironic
carpet.
Yeah.
And he tweeted it out. And so
he's just like a clueless douche.
So all these athletes start doing the Rovell challenge.
He's got, and you know he loves it because he has no irony meter or any shame.
But which is worse? I mean, him doing it or athletes actually saying, hey, I'm going to copy
that. No, it's funny that if they're making fun of him, they make him feel small. That's great. Take the wind out of his sails a little bit. That's what it's all about. Knocking him down a peg. Darren Rovell very, and who's the loser taking a picture of Darren Rovell on the red carpet? Mr. Rovell!
I'll tell you
give
who.
Give the man space.
Take a picture for me. Here's my phone.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who it was.
There you go. Well, he has tweeted out two things since we've last spoken about him. He has tweeted out, every company has to think of themselves as a media content machine. If you're going to have an influencer write ad, hashtag ad, it will only work if the content is this good. And it's Serena Williams. The Pacific Pro League, a new pro football league that will start in the summer of 2019 for players that don't want to go to college and get paid right away, has signed Adidas as apparel footwear provider.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Darren Rappel. Appreciate that. Somebody said my girlfriend is an elementary school teacher. When they did a lesson about alcohol, second graders were yelling dilly dilly in class. Well, I remember when I was in fifth grade, the first like article of clothing I ever bought with my own money is I wanted a Spuds McKenzie t-shirt.
Yeah.
With the Bud Light on it. And I was like crushed when I showed up at school because to me, I didn't even think about Bud Light. Who cares? Spuds McKenzie was cool. And they made me turn it inside out, which is phenomenal. Seeing that my school is probably the one that they want all the teachers to be armed. They probably already are armed.
Yeah.
In school. So probably, we had a firing range under our cafeteria, yet they wanted me to turn the Bud Light shirt inside out.
Because once people got a load of that, they were going to obviously start tipping them back.
Of course. Yeah.
It's great.
It's T&R. T&R. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
I will pay for the legal fees.
Morris throws up again, dice again to throw it down.
I love it. Unselfish basketball is contagious. Marcus Smart started it, but giving that ball up to Tice, now Morris is getting involved.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman, of course, the voice of your Boston Celtics on NBC Sports Boston. And a legend. Legend. A local legend.
Alleged? Did you say?
I said an alleged homicidal maniac. There's many courtroom drawings that look eerily similar to Mr. Mike Gorman. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you? You're all freshly shaven and back to work. That's good to see.
Oh, yeah. The cool sculpting yesterday. Got to shave for the cool sculpting. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It is they freeze the fat in an area that's fat, and then the fat gets washed out of your system and never to return.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Yeah, it's true. There's a video of it. You can see Fred doing it on the website.
Yeah, it's probably very flattering. but in order to do that, I'm not lying to you, in order to do it, I have to shave. Do you like me with the beard or without the beard?
I like you better hirsute, is that the word?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what kind of videos you're watching.
Yeah.
70s.
So how much weight did you lose?
You don't lose weight. That's the beauty of it. Is you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and they suck. Basically, it's non-operational. They just they freeze they don't make it. Listen, I'll tell you that later. We'll talk about it. I endorse it, so I feel comfortable talking. See Dr. Russo. He's a magician. All right.
You're ice.
So do you look better?
If you have to ask, Mike,
it's really not judge. Working.
Well, no.
You see Fred.
No. In three months, there's a process, and you will see the greatest results in 3 months. That is how long it takes your body to flush out the dead fat cells.
And I don't want to ask how it gets flushed out, do I? No.
That I don't know. But I don't know.
Through crying.
For us to find out, yeah.
Sure. Well, I could make a lot of jokes, but again, I endorse this procedure, so I'm going to leave it on the table, sir.
All right. We'll be serious about it. Okay.
Thank you.
I look forward to you in 3 months.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to be like, who's this guy? This is all of a sudden Tom Selleck started on the show?
Hey, I wrote this down to ask you this, because I actually was watching the game. How's Tommy doing? Is he okay? Because he's been missing for a little bit.
Yeah, he's been under the weather and he's had a hard time shaking it. We all hope he's okay. He came in the other night. He did the two games, what, Detroit and the other road game we played last week. He did the studio show, so we were all optimistic he'd be back last night. And he actually came into the Garden last night, and he just didn't feel well enough to go on the air, so he turned around and went back home again.
It's like a flu that he's got, or what?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's good. He's got the flu, and, you know, and unfortunately, when you're Tommy's age, when you get the flu, all sorts of other complications stick their head up. So nothing that he can't beat, nothing that we should be worried about. But unfortunately, he's not able to muster up enough effort to do 2.5 hours on the air.
Okay, good.
He's not going to be back tonight. Hopefully, he'll be back. What do we have? The Celtics go on a 3-game road trip here after tonight. So he'll have a good week and a half to get better. And hopefully, when they get back, he'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back yelling at refs in no time. That would be nice.
We miss him. We miss him terribly.
Yeah, I do too, because Cal's not good. So he leaves a lot to be desired. But Kawhi Leonard, this is interesting. It's going on in San Antonio. Of all the teams that I thought this would happen with, I never thought San Antonio would have an issue like this. Because, you know, you think Greg Popovich and you think that he runs a super tight ship, and now you've got a situation where you hear about a player who's been cleared to play, yet he doesn't quite want to play, and now they're saying maybe he's going to come back, and that leads to all sorts of questions about whether or not he is going to be a member of the Spurs after this year and the offseason. Maybe a trade will be demanded, who knows? But there is talk about the Celtics obviously being in on this if he was indeed available. What do you think, the chances that the Celtics would make a move on Kawhi if he was available, and B, do you think that that is a good move for the Celtics, even if it would take them out of the Anthony Davis running?
I do, because I don't think you're really in the Anthony Davis running until such time as Anthony Davis says he's looking to leave New Orleans, which he doesn't seem to. I talked to the play-by-play guy down there who's a friend of mine, and he tells me all the time that Anthony Davis is going nowhere. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in the Anthony Davis basket. You would have to pursue Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he's probably one of the top three players, four players in the league. If he decided to leave, you would have to definitely pursue him. Danny's going after anybody he thinks can win a championship, and certainly Kawhi Leonard in a Celtic uniform would look pretty good.
Now, who do you got to give up to get that?
A lot.
Yeah.
Picks, probably either they would be talking Tatum, they would be talking Brown. You'd have to give up a lot.
Are you worried at all?
I'm not going to break the bank to get Kawhi Leonard here or undo everything that Danny has done over the past few years to get them in this position. But I certainly would want a seat at the table to see what the going price was.
Now you were saying about Anthony Davis that, you know, there's no indication that he would want out. But did you see that interview that he did on The Jump with Rachel Nichols, where for the first time, it sounded like there might be a possibility when he was told about that. Remember that quote that KG had where, I wish you would have come to the Celtics a few years earlier. You don't want to waste.
Yeah, you don't
want to waste your youth. And he said, I can actually see that way of thinking. You know, I actually understand that. Did that say anything to you? Are you still completely dead set that he's not going to leave?
Well, I'm not at the moment. I don't think he's planning on leaving or is giving a lot of thought to leaving. As I believe the guys that I talked to in New Orleans, if that situation changes, you've got to go after Anthony Davis because he might be the legitimate contender right now to LeBron in terms of being the best player in the game. He's right there. Durant's in that discussion, obviously. Curry's probably in that discussion. But he's in that discussion. So you have to go after him. But Kawhi Leonard's in that discussion, too. So you have to go after him, too. I think Anthony Davis, you know, Scal is very good at this stuff. He really should be somebody's capologist. He understands all these salary cap things and nuances and everything else. But he keeps telling me Anthony Davis will be giving up just tremendous amounts of money to leave. I don't think he's going to do that.
Mike, obviously the Celtics have looked a lot different coming out of the All-Star break, and Marcus Smart is added to the bench, and all of a sudden the defense is better and the team is playing better. It can't really be that simple, can it?
Yes, it can be. Yeah, Marcus brings an edge to the team that is visibly a gaping hole when he is gone. He's an edgy player. He makes everybody a little tougher, they set screens a little harder. They play harder on defense because he's out there. Marcus really has a psychological effect on his team that I think is huge. I think it is that simple as him being back and them being a different team. They weren't a great defensive team against the Knicks, but they looked like their old selves against Detroit, although the five of us with Nick could beat Detroit right now.
Well, I've seen they're really struggling recently. And in the last game, Daniel Tice has been really good the last couple of games. And Brad Stevens left Greg Monroe on the bench entirely the last time out. What is your take on Monroe? How lost is he, and when will we see him?
Well, I don't think we're going to see him a lot. I think we're going to see him in situations and against specific teams. But I don't think we're going to see him a lot. I don't think they brought him in to be a 20, 25-minute a game guy. I think they brought it in to use, again, in specific situations against bigs that might cause Tice problems. But I like the Celtics when Daniel Tice is on the floor. I think he's plays hard. He runs the floor as well as any big man I've seen in a long time. He's not afraid to shoot the three. He uses up his five fouls every night. six fouls, I guess they have now in the pros. I like the Celtics when Daniel Tice is on the floor, and so I don't think Greg Monroe is going to be much more than a situational player.
Now that Cleveland seems to have regressed a little bit after their trade, their defense isn't nearly as good as it seemed to be when they played Boston. It looks like the main competition, at least for right now, is Toronto, who is just obliterating people out there. If you had to take, it looks like the Celtics, if they were to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, would play Toronto. Who wins that seven-game series right now? Given there's a long way to go before we get there, but given how these two teams are playing right now, which team is better?
Whoever has home court wins, I think. I think it's that close between those two teams. That's a very difficult place to play up in Toronto. They've become a great arena to go to. The fans are really into the game, and the team is really playing exceptionally well. And it's not a fluke. They've been playing this way all year long. They're starting to reap the dividends of getting used to playing this way. DeRozan is a big-time player. Lowry's a big-time player. Their bench is outstanding. I think it's imperative for the Celtics to get the home court advantage in a series with Toronto because I think, the team that has the home court probably wins that series.
Okay, Mike, I have had since 2008, Game 6 against the Hawks, an irrational hate for Zaza Pachulia. When he took that stupid microphone and did his like end of Rocky IV speech in front of everyone, they hadn't won anything. He tied it up. I hate that guy. But now my irrational hate has turned into real legitimate hate because he's turned into, if he hasn't always been, one of the dirtiest players in the NBA. What did you think of him? Because Kyrie Irving wasn't even part of the game and he called out Zaza Pachulia. What did you think of him falling on Russell Westbrook's leg when he was lying there on the court?
I think he should probably get a vacation for a couple of games from the league for doing that. That was such an obvious fall. It was very wrestling like. It looked like the WWE when they slowed it down in slow motion. The way he just fell on the knee. There's no place for that in the game. I would hope he would get some sort of suspension from the league for that. So they could at least set an example for other people.
That was really
weak. I'm surprised Westbrook didn't go after him. I know Westbrook said after the game that he'll get his payback at some point, but I was surprised he didn't go after him. That's the kind of thing where you could be gone for the rest of the year for when you get a 275-pound guy who just kind of falls on your leg.
Well, wasn't he the one who stuck his foot underneath Kawhi Leonard during the playoffs a while back, and he landed on?
Oh, that's
his
right.
Foot. Yeah, I mean he's a piece of. Do you hate his face as much as I do? Just seeing his face, does it make you sick? Does it make you want to just punch him right in the teeth? That'd be a no. Yes, I'm talking to you. Of course I am. Is there anybody in the NBA that you want to just punch when you see their face, like I do with Zaza Pachulia? Sorry, thank you for letting me rant for a moment. I hate that guy.
That's good. Who do you want to punch in the face? I got to give some thought to that.
Okay, all right, please. That would be nice to hear who the very tame Mike Gorman would answer for that. But
no, he's don't let him fool you. He's like a caged tiger.
Right.
all right, Mr. Gorman, it's always a pleasure, sir.
Fred, I can't wait to just watch the progress here.
Oh, well, listen, DVR this, and then we'll check back in if we're still on TV.
I'm waiting for the website right now so I can see this.
Okay.
I can see this on the website, you said, right?
Rich, where is this video?
You can go to the Facebook page. The reason I know that is that the ad always comes
up. Facebook page.
Yeah, go to the 98.5 Sports Hub Facebook page, and you will see the video of Fred getting his procedure done.
Yeah, just, you know, chilling out with Dr. Russo, kicking it back and forth.
Should I have breakfast first?
It's a non-invasive procedure, Mr. Gorman.
Okay.
And there's they don't have to cut you. They don't have to do nothing. It's space-aged.
All right, I can't wait.
You know how they found out about it, and I'm not lying? Is that found out that women who rode horses in the winter, that they were losing fat on their thighs from the coldness of the saddle.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Women who ride horses in the winter lose weight.
They lose, not necessarily weight, but they were losing fat in their thighs. And then they went on to do, and then kids that were teething with popsicles were losing fat in their cheeks. And then so they went on to test it, and of course they found this to be fact.
But if you lose fat, don't you lose weight?
Not necessarily. Not when you're like me and you're pumping it up every day. You know, muscle weighs more than fat. I could put up 3 Gormans. Let's put it that way. Next time you come in studio, just lay prone, and I'll do deadlifts, squats, and benches, because that's all you really need to do.
Not 2 Gormans, 3 Gormans.
That's right. I can do 3 Gormans.
Okay.
Yeah, get the Gorman clan in here, and I'll take you all for a spin.
All right. All right. I'm on my way there now. I got to check this out.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gorman.
All right. See you later.
All right. Appreciate it. If there's anyone who values the interview more, it's about Michael Gorman. He likes to bookend it with making fun of me. All right. So here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There's nothing worse than when you pull up a video on the old internet, and then the ad plays, and then the video never plays.
Well, the best is when it's like a clip that's shorter than the actual ad.
Well, that's called an ESPNer. Because there's nothing like the hockey highlights. Have you ever been pressed for time, and so you look at the hockey highlights on ESPN, and it looks like a minor league baseball game with the one camera?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like one, like a spring training game where there's only the camera behind the catcher. Yeah, it's just one shot. And there's this guy you've never heard of before, just an editor probably, just going, and then Riley Nash with the goal.
That's right. The game starts at 10:30 on a weeknight. You're unable to watch it. You get in here, you want to catch a couple of the highlights, and that's what you get stuck with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not good. All right. Every time there is a woman, have it be a wrestler or, I guess, Nora, there is this, because that's about it for women that have been in studio. There is quite an outcry, but never as much as Nora. We did a Worse Off Than Brady, I believe it was called, or something like that, where we were looking for people that were a mess, and we found out about Pasta Guy, which was truly the highlight for me.
Yeah, I don't even know that clip.
He just said he woke up and had a nice big bowl of
pasta. Wake up at 10 a.m., have a plate of pasta.
Have some pasta. And so, ultimately, Nora, she was attractive, and her statistics in terms of body fat and all those things were athletic, but she had alcohol in her purse and smoking and just a disgusting lifestyle. One that you can be very familiar with, but nonetheless, it's not recommended by people. But Nora came in, and it was a cacophony of people wanting to know about her and everything else.
They fell in love instantly. It's like we need more Nora, so we brought her back for Townie Jeopardy. She was a star. At Townie Jeopardy, she did not win, although she answered immediately when I said the name of the town she knew the liquor store I was talking about. That was Bunghole Liquors, which, of course, she right away got that one.
Yeah.
But Nora...
It's like a walking intervention.
Yeah. but our listeners are in love with her. And
so you were out there, Rich, on the social media.
Yeah.
And this morning you informed me that Nora, hello.
Hello.
All right. So according to the social media, you are newly single.
That's correct.
Okay. So if and then Rich tells me that someone suggested, hey, why don't you have the Toucher and Rich show look for someone for you? And and you are not you did not dismiss that out of hand.
I said that would be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know if we can do anything. Obviously, there's a lot of legalities that have to be gone through. We would need armed guards and everything else. I don't know how we would make any of this happen. But, Nora, by the way, how can people find you on social media? I know that you're on Instagram. How do people find you if they want to know?
So my Instagram name is Nora Fritz with 2 Z's. And then my Twitter handle is the same thing, but just 1 Z.
So. Okay.
At Nora Fritz.
F-R-I-T-Z for Twitter, F-R-I-T-Z-Z. On the Instagram. All right, so Nora, what are you looking for in a gentleman? What is it that is keen to your eye?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not actively looking, but I wouldn't.
No, but you're not actively looking, but obviously, and who knows? There are bounce backs in relationships, and things can get crazy. But nonetheless,
yeah, of course.
I'm glad you didn't commit to the tattoo like your boyfriend did. But nonetheless. All right, so
I guess so. He's got a tattoo with your name on it.
Oh yeah, you don't remember? She just went with the EKG. She just went with the EKG.
So you have no tattoos with his name on it?
No,
No, just the EKG.
Yeah, he should have known at that point.
Well, no, we discussed this at length when she was in here.
That's right.
So, Nora, were you kind of half-assing it with that tattoo? I think we have discussed this.
I mean, I'm not going to commit to that.
Yeah, I don't even have my wife's name tattooed on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, I have my kids' names tattooed because they're your kids, but I could leave this broad any day. You know what I'm saying?
You're stuck with the kids.
Yeah, that's right. Anytime a hot, sweet piece of ass comes my way, I could leave in a hot minute. You know what I'm saying, Nora?
I got you.
That's right, baby.
So who is your, like celebrity dream guy? Just like just to kind of know what you're looking for.
Chris Hemsworth, 100%.
Okay, who is that?
He's with the Thor.
From Nickelback?
No, yes. Thor from Nickelback.
Is he the drummer for Nickelback?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, so no, who is Chris Hemsworth?
He plays like Thor in all the Avengers movies.
Okay, so basically like your ex-boyfriend. All right, so you're looking for someone who's like a Nordic god.
Yeah, basically.
Fat Tony just tweeted and says, "Why don't I get any love anymore? Tell Nora I'm single and I have heart problems."
Is Fat Tony pasta guy?
No. He lives with.
Fat Tony, I don't think he lives with a girlfriend. That's not the pasta man. That's not pasta guy.
Which one was Fat Tony?
Fat Tony was the one with a horrible heart pressure, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said he lives with his girlfriend.
I just thought that it was funny that pasta guy had on a Wheaties jacket, even though you know he's never ate Wheaties in his life. All right, so you're looking for like a Nordic god. Now, Nora, you seem like someone who is rather alternative. You seem like someone who is non-conventional, but yet... You want a man who is, like, a big-time weightlifter?
No. I mean, no. Tall is good.
How tall?
Maybe a beard.
How tall?
Like, at least 6 feet. Because I'm 5'8", you know? I want to be able to wear heels.
Okay, and a beard?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a beard. But beards is beards. I'm not going to say no to a beard.
Okay, and what else?
Financially stable.
What?
Financially stable would be good.
Okay, what else?
You know, that's stuff.
Right, so you just described me.
you're not available, Fred.
So, but I'd be your if people want to know your ideal, it would be me.
Yeah, basically.
6'2", before, then beard, and then I'm rich as hell.
By the way, yes. her Twitter followers have gone up by about 200 since we've talked
to her. Well, listen, there you go.
okay, Nora, what do you not want in a guy?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of things. What do I not want?
A working penis.
Yeah.
No. Okay. What
that's basically all. You know.
All right. No. What do you not want in a man? What are turnoffs for Nora?
I don't know.
Pasta. A guy who likes pasta.
All right.
No, pasta's good.
Okay. No. What are like when you see him, you're just like, that's a red flag.
I don't know. It's hard to think on the spot.
All right. I'm being told that your followers on Instagram was 760. Appreciate
all right, Nora,
that.
Nora, what did you think of intern Nick? What do you think of the way he looked?
Nick's cute.
Now, would he be someone that you would immediately dismiss, or would he be someone that you would...
No.
Okay. What about Bird?
No, Bird's cute.
Okay, so the standards aren't electrically high.
Build, you know.
Okay, so you like a burly guy.
I don't mind burly, no.
Okay, but that's what you want. Nora, you have to be decisive here, woman.
I'm sorry. I haven't been single in a while.
Well, how long
has it been? How long have you been, were you with your last boyfriend?
About almost 4.5 years.
Oh, what could go wrong? All right, so, you got to be decisive. You got to think about what you want. So if we were allowed, and I don't know by any stretch of the imagination if we would be able to do this, but if we were allowed, would you be interested in having some sort of setting you up with someone or having a situation in studio and gave you an opportunity to meet some people?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, all so right. You're game for that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so now we just have to...
I feel like you just not like weirdos. So.
Of course.
Just not like weirdos.
Nora, do you know the legal loopholes, the legal gymnastics we have to do if we want this to happen? Believe me. You'll be the safest you've ever been in your entire life. I can assure you of that.
Nora, is there anyone that possibly might work at the station that you might be interested in?
Sub-Zo. Sarge here.
Did you meet Sarge?
I did, in fact, meet Sarge.
Okay, now, was he someone that you... Because you like Nick and Bird. What about Sarge?
Probably not.
Okay, why?
I don't know. He's on my face.
Okay, you think he's ugly?
No, you're so mean.
Well, listen, there's one thing that Sarge did tell us now is...
I like women, and women like me.
Yeah. But not in this case. All right, so you're on the record as saying Sarge is ugly.
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
All right.
Nora, if you were going to sleep with anyone at the radio station, who would you sleep with?
Oh, man, that's
anyone at not even the show, anyone at the radio station.
Oh, I don't know.
Maserati?
I don't know.
It'd be Maz.
Spitball, top of the head, go. Felger? Zolak? Zolak's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
He's like a Nordic god.
Right? Ex-athlete?
No. Not for me.
All right, then who? Spit it out. Top of your head, let's go.
No, I'm not going there.
Why not?
No.
Because it's Wallach. She's got a weird thing for gap tooth.
And who wouldn't? I ask you.
All right, so you won't say. So it's not Zolak and it's not Maserati. Is it Felger? He's handsome.
No.
All right, then who is it?
No.
It's Big Jim Murray. He's got the tats.
Oh, is it Big Jim Murray?
Yeah, it's Jim Murray, isn't it?
That's right. He's got the beard, too. Yeah.
She's not saying no, baby.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. She ain't saying no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Big Jim Murray. If you want it financially stable, there you go. All right, well, listen, Nora, would you want us to have Big Jim Murray in here?
No, I mean, I feel like it would be better if it was, like, random people.
Okay.
Okay, wow, your Twitter followers and Instagrams, they're really going through the roof.
All right, okay, so you want someone Big Jim Murray-esque?
Sure.
Okay.
Scally cap, mandatory.
No.
Okay, but you like the tattoos, and he's tall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you, Nora. We'll work on it.
So we're just going to do a Big Jim Murray look-alike game?
Yeah.
Do you look like Big Jim Murray?
Yeah. Why not?
They have to buy the Scally cap if they don't own one.
It's like, who wants to date Nora who looks like Big Jim Murray?
Yeah, that's what we could do.
Okay.
You either got to look like the pasta guy or Big Jim Murray. All right, Nora, this needs to get fleshed out a little bit. Yeah. Nora, we need to flesh this out, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Hashtag guys who look like Jim Murray.
There you have it.
All right.
But wouldn't you say Zolak because she wants like a tall Nordic guy?
She said no to Zolak immediately.
And then
too.
She
it
flips
weird.
It into Murray.
Yeah.
See, I would say Zolak.
Maybe, but it might be she's looking for someone to have a relationship with, not just to hook up with. I mean, Zolak can be an intense person, I'm sure, to be.
Well, she doesn't know the layers of Zo.
I think anyone who's heard him for 5 minutes knows the one layer of Zo.
And that is intense. She has. But nonetheless, we will find out if the machinations and the legal things can work in the right way.
In the meantime, hashtag guys who look like Jim Murray, I'm open for it.
Okay.
If you look like Big Jim Murray, I want to see a picture of you.
Flop it on there. All right. So we will be back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.